discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Apostle E.A. Ajay. Apostle E.A. Ajay is the founder and pastor of Devotional Light Church. He is also the founder of the Jesus the Answer campaign and an author of several best-selling books. Devotional Light Church is a vibrant church with people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to E.A. Ajay.
The sacrificial side of the cross. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So the sacrificial life of the cross. Amen. The sacrificial what? Life of the cross. Now, this message, ideally, is the first message we have to preach and teach anyone who becomes born again. Amen. But at the same time, if someone truly becomes born again, they don't know anything. Amen. They don't know what? Anything. You know, we have most of the people who, not most, we have two types of people who become born again. Those who basically they are backslidden, you know. They grew up in a house or in a school. They are aware of God. They follow God and they just leave God. You know? So reality, they have backslidden. They have knowledge of God. They have knowledge of prayer, all those things. And at the right time, they become born again, you understand. And we have the other type, they don't know anything about Christ. They don't know anything, and I mean anything. Yes. We've won souls and brought them into the church, and they grew up in the church. And they will even ask you, in the middle of an attack, you ask them to pray, and they ask, how do I pray? I've had many of those. You see, his mother, his father, his house, there was nothing like Christ. So the person has no idea how to pray. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Have no idea how to pray. The things maybe to you is normal because of your background. It's foreign to them. Amen. So this is why, even though ideally we are to preach this message, you cannot teach a new what? Believer. Amen. Because there are other things that he or she must what? Know first in order for this message to be what? Relevant or meaningful to the person. But for every Christian, this is the message you must go back to and make sure you are in line with this message. Make sure you are obeying this message. You see, Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Amen. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Amen. He said, then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and what? Follow me. So the Bible said, Jesus said to them, anyone who wants to be his disciple, in other words, anyone who wants to be what? A Christian, must deny themselves and take the cross and follow him. Amen. So theoretically, when someone accepts Christ Jesus, we must teach the person how to what? Deny themselves and follow Christ. Amen. And carry their own what? Cross. Other than that, then what actually happens is the person will not become a disciple of Christ Jesus. Because in the context of this scripture, we will say to become a disciple of what? Christ Jesus. You have to what? Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow what? Christ Jesus. Yes. Please, you understand. That's why I was saying that ideally, practically, theoretically, you have to teach this to a new what? Beginner. Amen. But sometimes you can't teach it to a new beginner, because even to explain the sacrifice would be so what much. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So if you are a Christian, you must really be aware of this. Amen. So he said three things there. He said the first thing is to what? Deny yourself and carry your cross and follow him. And he said this three, it's not a coincidence or a mistake. Amen. Because until you deny yourself, you cannot carry your cross. Note, he said, take up their cross. So it means your cross. Every Christian has a cross. The moment you choose Christ, there is a cross. There is a cross for everyone. Yes. So not to carry God's cross or mine cross, but carry your own what? Cross. And when you carry your cross, you are meant to move with the cross. Yes. So where do you move to? That's why I say, follow me. Follow what? Me. So you are to deny yourself, because without it, you cannot carry your cross. And when you deny yourself and you carry your cross, it must point to the right direction. Other than that, you will not get the expected what? Outcome. That is why he was clear. He said, follow me. So there are three things every Christian is required to do if they really want to be a disciple of Christ Jesus. Amen. To deny themselves and carry the cross and follow Christ Jesus. So we are going to look at how do you deny yourself, and how do you carry the cross, and how do you follow Christ. I've still not seen Christ before, even though I've seen him in the form of a light. But I haven't seen him in, you know, image. And I believe many people have not seen Christ. So where is he that we follow? So we are going to find out what? Today. Amen. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Amen. So note, Matthew say, if anybody to be a disciple of Christ Jesus, you have to deny yourself, carry your cross. There's something called cross. And what? Follow him. Amen. Now, Luke chapter 9, verse 23 says, then he said to them all, not all, not some people, whoever want to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. It's the same as the other one, but the reason why we read this is he gave us something daily. Daily. Praise the Lord Jesus. Daily. Amen. So it means that the carrying your cross or denying yourself, carrying your cross and following Christ is a daily activity. It's a daily what? Activities. Meaning it has to be so all the days of your life. Other than that, you will not be his disciple. Are you asking me or you are confirming? And the scriptures say daily. Daily means every day. Daily means what? Every day. Which I understand, because I've been brushing my teeth for 40-something years. But if I stop brushing my teeth, if I miss even one day, my breath will not be the same again. So to have this simple breath, I have to brush my teeth daily. Not only brushing my teeth, even eating. As for eating, I do it even 2 times a day. Daily. Even though I've eaten yesterday, if I don't eat in the next few minutes or the next day, you cannot even smile. Uh-huh. You understand? So he said daily. So we are supposed to what? Deny ourselves daily. Carry our cross daily. And follow Christ Jesus daily. If we say we are what? Disciples of Christ Jesus. Then the same Luke went on to say in Luke chapter 14, verse 27. Amen. Luke chapter 14, verse 27. Amen. Look at what it says. It says, and whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. So, you see, this is confirming it and saying it in a stronger way. In other words, Jesus is saying again that anyone who does not carry the cross and follow him cannot be his disciple. You see what I said? It's the first thing we should have thought the moment somebody become born again. At least they must be aware. Amen. And this is very important because now many people become Christians, or many people think being Christian is the easiest, cheapest way out. Be responsible for nothing, you will do nothing, and you'll be blessed. Unfortunately, it's not like that. Many people think Christianity is the cheapest way out. Well, God is not cheap. Many people think Christianity means you can be lawless. You can live anyhow, do things anyhow, and still be blessed. No, but if you listen to some Christian, many Christians, you want to be a millionaire, you don't work. Are you okay? But you see people thinking like that. You see people thinking like that, praying, fasting, that God will prosper them, and they don't want to work, and they won't work. You understand? Yeah. So he said, if you don't carry your cross, whoever means whoever, and follow him, you cannot be his disciple. He's saying the same thing in a stronger what, way. Look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 38. Matthew chapter 10, verse 38. Yes. Please read it for us.
Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Amen.
Amen. So, the reason why we are reading this is, he says the same thing and he takes it what? Further. And note, all this is the words of Christ. So, whoever does not take up what? His cross and follow him. Not only are you not his disciple, but you are not worthy of him. The word worthy of him is very deep. Yes. You are not worthy of him, meaning nothing of him. Nothing of him. Nothing of him. This is one of the reasons why we have pastors without anything that shows that they are pastor from the Bible, according to the Bible. According to the Bible, the pastor must be a source of good news, of God blessing to you, healing, deliverance. A pastor, you're dealing with a pastor, must put your mind on God. Because a pastor is a priest of God. That's all. That's why many Christians don't see certain level of glory and breakthrough. Because till you carry your cross and follow him daily, you will not be worthy of him. So this makes the issue of, note, carrying of your cross daily very important. Very important. I could read, or we can read, a lot of scriptures that saying the same thing different ways, pointing us to your cross to carry. Amen. Your cross to what? Carry. Now, what is the cross? What is the, before we read the cross, thank you, Holy Spirit, I bring every testimony that was said here today, and I seal all with the blood of Jesus. As it has been testified, so will it be, and many more. Amen. What is the cross? We all know the cross, isn't it? The cross is the wood that Christ died on. That Christ what? Died on. That's why me, I like the cross, the crucifix. Yeah, I know some people don't like the crucifix. They just like the cross. The cross is like the one that is there. And the crucifix is the one that has a person on it. I remember when we were buying this, one of us wasn't happy, isn't it? Dora wasn't happy. She wasn't happy at all. She wanted us to buy the cross. Because she's from Orthodox background. And her background is pure religiosity. They worship the cross. You see, so she hates everything as she found Christ. You understand? But sometimes the fact that you've experienced something doesn't mean hate it. But I like the crucifix because it reminds me that it's not a symbol, that a real person died on it. A real person died on it. That's why I prefer the crucifix than the cross. You understand? Because to me, the cross is more like a symbol. But the crucifix tells that a human being called Jesus Christ died on it. And it reminds me I'm supposed to carry my cross. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So, the cross, what is the cross? It's that wooden thing. But if one day we study the cross, just the cross, then I'll show you scripture. But today we are not studying the cross. We are studying the sacrificial life of the cross. So, but the cross, that wooden thing stands for shame. Yes. On the cross, Jesus was, everything about him was shameful. When you read Isaiah, he was naked on the cross. Yes. It stands for ridicule. They were ridiculing him. You say you are the Son of God. If you are white, no, come down and save yourself and save us. So the cross stands for ridicule. It stands for shame. The cross stands for weakness. Someone who raised the dead, healed the eyes and things. He couldn't do anything. Bible said they led him. They followed him. He was led like a lamb. So it stands for weakness. You see? It stands for weakness. The cross stands for crucifying your flesh. Yeah, meaning you deny yourself. To crucify your flesh, you deny yourself. Amen. The cross does not stand only for crucifying yourself, but the cross stands for pain. It stands for difficulty. Yes, it stands for inconvenience. It will inconvenience you. That's what the cross word stands for. The cross stands for failure. Because on the cross, with the cross, it's like you have failed. When Jesus was on the cross, everybody thought and said he has failed. He has died. You say, see the one who says the Son of Man. Look at him. You understand? The cross is humbling. It will humble you, or you need to be what? Humble in order to embrace what? The cross. The cross brings discipline. Yes, Jesus has to stop everything and just go and carry his cross. He couldn't die any death, but death on the cross. So he has to discipline himself. He could have performed more miracles, opened more churches, but he has to stop all and go to the cross. Amen. You see, the cross make you lose control of self. The cross is controlling. The cross becomes a responsibility. The cross affects your desires. Amen. The cross changes your priority. Amen. The cross will empty you of self. The cross will make you look conscious of yourself. You will not be conscious about yourself. Amen. This is what the cross what stands for. You see, let's read a scripture. Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. When Jesus carried the cross, what happened to him on the cross? What did he do with the cross? He said, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to what? Death, even death on the cross. So you see that because of the cross, he has to be humble. The cross is humbling. Amen. But the point that what happened to him on the cross? What did he do with the cross? Death. He died on the cross. Amen. So when the Bible say you carry your own what? Cross. What is he saying? What do you think you are carrying your cross to do? So that you would die on your cross. Yeah. You carry the cross to die on the cross. We don't call it suicide. We don't call it murder. We call it sacrifice. Because you carry your cross yourself to sacrifice yourself on it. So when Jesus carried his cross, he went to what? sacrificed himself. Praise the Lord. When he carried the cross, he went to sacrifice himself on it. Praise the Lord. Okay. He went to what? Sacrifice himself on it. So you to the cross that he said carry, the purpose of carrying the cross is to sacrifice yourself on it. So when we go back to the Luke, remember we read Luke chapter 9 verse 23. When we read, let's read to the 24, you will see that the purpose of carrying the cross is that you will lose your life. Yeah. Mean you die on the cross. Then he said to them, all whoever want to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Why? For whoever want to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will what? Save it. So the purpose of carrying the cross is to lose your life on the cross. In other words, to die on your own cross. Please, are you getting it? It is clearly there. Anyway, Acts, let's read something. Acts. I didn't want us to read it, but it has come up again. Acts chapter 11, verse 26. I just want to show you that the disciple word there means a Christian. You see, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christian first at Antioch. This is just said that the word disciple means Christian. Please, you understand. It means what? Christian. So to be a Christian, you are to carry your own cross. And the purpose of carrying the cross is that you will die on the cross. You will lose your life on the cross. So it means to lose your life means you are to what? Sacrifice your life. Not for anything. People are sacrificing their life for different things. But this on the cross. So Romans chapter 12, please. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says that we are to be living sacrifice. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing toward God. This is your true and what? Proper worship. He used the word living sacrifice. God is meant to be what? Daily. It's meant to be what? Daily. So daily means as long as what? You are what? Living. Please, are you getting it?
Yes.
So when you become a Christian and you are not losing your life for Christ, you are not a living sacrifice. When you become a Christian and you are not carrying your cross, you are not a living sacrifice. You cannot carry the cross every day without dying on it. The purpose of carrying the cross is to lose your life on it. So it means that every day you are to be on the cross. Please, are you getting it? Let's read Matthew chapter 10. Or John chapter 12, 24 to 25. John chapter 12, 24 to 25. So John chapter 12, 24 to 25 says, very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and die, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seed. Anyone who loves their life will lose it. While anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. So he said, so this kernel he's talking about, you losing your life. But we know losing your life does not mean die, because before this we read a scripture that he said on the cross, anyone carry your cross and follow him, and if you lose your life, you will gain it. isn't it? If you preserve your life. So this is then that when you die on the cross, when you carry your cross and you die on it, you rather gain life.
Amen.
You will die, and out of your death, there will be life.
Amen.
Believe it. It's mysterious and it's real.
Yes.
And till you decide to, you will not realize it.
Yes.
So, you see, death on the cross does not mean that is your end.
No.
It means you will rise up powerfully, bear more seed, fruitfulness, increase in anything good. But till you will get that of Christ, you must first die of self. Yes, because if you don't die of self, Christ's self will not show in you. Unless the kernel dies, it remains only single by yourself. So the problem is, many of us are not dead on the cross. Many of us, our priority before we became Christians are still our priorities. Many of us, the works of our flesh before we became Christian, we are still holding on to it. So you will never experience Christ. You never experience that level of fruitfulness. And until you die to serve on the cross. Too many people are alive. Oh, yes. Note, this death is not a death that you die and that's it. It's a death that brings resurrection. When Christ died on the cross, what happened to him? He rose again and rather ascended and remained forever. That same way, when you die on your cross, you will rise from it and ascended and be stronger than ever and eternal than ever. So the problem is, we don't want to die. I have died several times. Yes. Oh, yes. You see, the reason why he said it's daily is, you will see that if you should decide to obey this, you will see that it is ongoing. The moment you think you are dead, you realize, no, part of you is still alive. And you must let that one to die. Oh, I've died several times. Several times. And each one you feel useless. You feel weak. It humbles you. Your priority changes. Depending on what God, the call of God on you, some, even your entire world scatters. Some, it looks like you are good for nothing. Some, you actually become good for nothing of the things you used to be involved. These things could even be good things. Oh, yes. One time, you know, God really knows our thought. Yeah, God knows our thought. Because I've experienced it several times. I'll be thinking, I don't even know that I'm thinking that. And God will answer me from nowhere. I'll hear the Holy Spirit answer me before I realize all along, this is the mindset I have. So one day, I was praying. This is like 3 years as I've become a pastor. I remember, you know, before I became a pastor, I was always smiling. Maybe I'm smiling. I was full of smile. But when I became a pastor, maybe for my first 3-4 years, I couldn't smile. I didn't even realize one day one of my daughters said to me, "You don't smile anymore." Yes, because so much pressure. So much pressure. It's like so much pressure. And I remember so much pressure from different angles, like different challenges. So one day I was praying and I was asking God. I was praying and I was asking God that may the church increase so that the church can pay me £400 a month. You won't believe it, but believe me, pay me £400 a month so that when the church pay me £400 a month, it will subsidize the part-time I'm doing and at least ends can meet. But as I was praying, my concern, for you to understand this, my concern was, my family, external family members. You see, I am the only boy of my sisters, you know. I have stepsisters as well. So my father's side, I'm the only boy. My mother's side, I'm the only boy. My father's side, I'm the last born. My mother's side, I'm the last born. I don't know for you, but last borns are really treated well. They call it sport, but it's not sport. They are treated well. Amen. And see, my sisters really, you know, they were really, really, I would say, generous to me. I mean, they would give me, even when I was married, when my sister visits United Kingdom, you give all my children money. Me, myself, I'll take money from her. I even remember our first keyboard, one of my sisters bought it for us. You see? So it's like, you've grown, you're also a man. So your nephews, it's like the same. You understand? Because every nephew is like, uncle. But this is me now, I've become a pastor. And because of the work of God, I have nothing. I have nothing. Or I just have just enough all the time. Just enough. So I wasn't knowing that this is the thought I have. Like, it is eating me up. You see, I still want to show that I am an uncle. You know, an uncle must be able. You need phone. You need, you know, old laptop. You see, an uncle. So that thing is eating me up. So I was praying, asking for an income, increase in income, just £400. And not £400 increase, so that my income will be £400. I just, you understand, just enough. And the Lord said to me, you are still alive. And I'm still, said, you are still alive. Because you don't want to accept that you don't have it. You don't have it. Let them know you don't have it. You don't have it. You are still alive. Then he showed me something. He showed me in a vision, a scripture, but in a vision. He said to me, when Isaac was carrying the wood, what Isaac didn't know was that he was carrying his cross. And the same wood he was carrying, he was going to use to sacrifice himself. And that is how the cross is. So I should carry it. I became nothing that day. I let it go. And each case, you will see whether you should let it go or resist it. I let it go. From that day, I said to myself, I don't have. It's not a crime not to have. I remember since that day, that pressure lifted. In fact, since that day, it became easy for me to say no, yes. Simple. If they bring money, I say, please, I don't have it. Even 2 years later, my fifth anniversary, I went to Tango in Ghana. That's where I was ordained. And a friend of mine, my best friend, said he's giving me land. All he wants is money for the document. I told him I don't have money. And I don't see myself getting money for the document. So I don't want it. I didn't take it because I didn't want to burden myself. That was how I was dead. So now it's okay if you call me whatever. It's your own judgment. It didn't tickle me again. I'm just giving this to give an example. You understand? Until you die to self, you'll be so alive. You'll be so alive. So sometime today you die. The next morning you die. Another time you will not die. Sometimes you make your hand die, your leg die, but your eye is so alive. You are not completely dead. Anything that you will need on the cross to die has got to do with you. It will always be in your power. Because it's your cross, it's your body. And you must willing what? Sacrifice it. Some of us, we say, as for me, if you say A, I will answer you back. We are not ready to let that part of us die. Some of us, we don't like correction. We are not willing to let that die. Some of us, we've become show people. dashing out, giving what we don't have. We don't want it to die. Some of us, laziness, we don't want it to die. You see, we have something called the works of the flesh. All must die on the cross. Other than that, you are alive. That's why I say it's humbling to die. You have to humble yourself. Your priorities will change. Some of us, the only reason why we can't pray is because we don't want to die. So our priorities is different. As we go on, you understand. But till you die, you can't be a Christian. And till you die, you cannot follow him. And to die on the cross, you must deny yourself. You must deny yourself. How many times do you want to pray and you're on Facebook, YouTube, Facebook, by the time you realize you are tired and you don't pray because you refuse to deny yourself. So you are very alive. Because you see, as you grow in the Lord and in life, there's a realm of right. You see, there's a realm that is not wrong and sin. But even everything there is right, and even the right can become wrong. Yeah. Yeah. The right can become wrong. Is it wrong to give?
No.
Is it wrong to give?
No.
Okay. But if I'm giving what I don't have, and after I will frown myself, is it right?
No.
My right has become wrong. It has become wrong. So in the realms of right, your priority has to change, and it is only dead to yourself.
Yes.
I'll give you one sign to show you are alive. Amen. But let's read some scriptures. Amen. Galatians chapter 5 verse 24. Galatians chapter 5 verse 24. Please read it for us.
Galatians chapter 5 verse 24. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Amen.
Those who belong to Christ Jesus, those who are Christian, they have crucified the flesh with it what? Passions and desires. So what does this mean? Because we've already had to be a Christian, you must carry your cross and say those who have what? Crucified themselves. Where do you crucify yourself? On the cross. On the cross. Your passions and desire. Your passion is not necessary sin. Your desire is not necessary sin. No. I desire. There's so many things I desire to do. You see, one of the things God has giving me, I say it with all humility, and he has shown it to me both physically, spiritually. A lot of people have said it to me. Anybody who comes to argue with me about the word of God, I'm able to break the person with the word totally by God's grace. You see, so sometimes I see people YouTube subjects and they are twisting the Bible. And I know I can, and normally those things get view. I know, I desire, why not me?
Yeah.
But God hasn't sent me. I have to crucify it. It's a good desire. But that, in my case, that is not following him. Because remember, the cross is to follow him. You understand? I have a passion. So this passion is not necessarily evil. Of course, evil and bad ones must go. But it could even be good. But in your case, following God, it must be crucified. It must be crucified. It must be crucified. You know, I never dreamt that I would be a pastor when I became born again. Yeah, I never dreamt. When I became born again, I was an entrepreneur. And when I became born again, It's like I have found Christ. I was very happy. For one in my lifetime, I was living how I dreamed to live my life. When I wake up in the morning, I'll kneel down beside my bed, pray, you know, bath, read the Bible, go to work, you know. I was so now sure that God will prosper me. My businesses will move. Because now I'm born again. It will be great. You know, things will move. So full of faith and hope. And God gave me the gift of teaching. So in my church, before service will start, I will do 30 minutes Bible study. In my church, they do Bible studies 30 minutes before service starts. So I'm serving God now. Now I was happy, cry. It's like, now I'm complete. And the Lord called me. I was living in United Kingdom. And I went to live in Ghana because I prefer Ghana. Ghana is a land of opportunity. We used to call it virgin land compared to here. And the Lord called me and he said, return back to United Kingdom. All my dreams, everything, dash. It's not a bad thing that I was working, serving the Lord. But as I'm following carrying my cross, where he's leading me is not there. I have to let it die. Several times in prayer, I have wept, I have cried. Since I became a pastor, I have cried more than ever. How did I go those days, 1 week without crying? Now I still cry. But now when I cry, there's no thought. But those days when I cry, there's always thought of loss. Always thought of loss. Tears will come, tears will come. They were not bad things. But I had to crucify it on the cross. Count it lost. In my case, maybe in your case, is to just play drum. Yeah, maybe you could preach, but he wants you to play drum. You have to crucify that desire and passion to preach. Of course, the bad thing, you know. But it's not only bad thing. Why is there so much division in the church? People of the church help build the church and they break the same church, they help you. Many a time they don't crucify their flesh with its passions and desires. And they will say, God say, God say. Will God destroy what he's building? God will not destroy what he's building. It was your desire to be a preacher, but God hasn't called you to be a preacher. You cannot crucify that desire. You let it lead you on. And now you bring false visions, dreams, and things and say, God, or your mind. And be honest. We know because they don't amount to anything. Because what is not God, God will not be what? Part of it. So you have to crucify your flesh. And it desires on the career. In your case, maybe. You see, when I came to United Kingdom, God bless me. Listen to me. When God said I'll start a church, I said to myself, so I want to. You know, I've seen pastors start a church, so I knew that, and I've been trained that it's not easy. It's not rosy. So I said, I said, okay, then I will become an electrician. You see, because I was an entrepreneur, I did marketing with business administration. So I said, I'll become an electrician so that I can serve God and work for myself. So me, I will serve God and I'll work for myself. I will not be broke. So I remember I paid $5,000 to become electrician here. And I became electrician and I started working. And my last work as electrician, I was working with PHS as part testing engineer. I liked the job because Every day they will send me to different offices to do part testing. So I get to listen to my preaching. Those days I have iPod. Is it iPod? Yeah, yes. iPod. Yes. 160 gig. Only preaching. Yes. Makana. So I'll be listening it at the office. So I really like the job. And after 6 months, they were supposed to make me permanent and give me a car. Please listen. Because I've worked for them 6 months. I've used my car. So the time has come. That time coincided with when I was being ordained. So I said, I'm going for my ordination, then come back. So I went for my ordination, they ordained me. I've come back, isn't it? Now that I'm a pastor, everything will even work well. Exactly the Monday I called them that I'm reporting on duty. They say, oh, don't come to this office. Go to that office because we are what?
Letting you go.
I say, how? Why? They say, you when you go, they'll explain to you. When I went, the one who explained to you, saying he said he's not the one who explained. I just dropped all my machine. That was the end. That was the end. I don't understand. Now that I'm a pastor, that things must move. So I was praying. I remember with tears again. I was praying, Lord, what do I do? Should I look for a job or not? Should I start that? Like, what do I do? Then guess what? I didn't hear anything. I didn't see anything. I decided. I'm sure God is speaking to someone because I didn't intend to say all this thing. I decided that, okay, I will work for myself. So immediately I found a website. I've forgotten the name of the website. Two websites. I've forgotten the name of the website. So it's a website that you just advertise if you're a handyman or something, and people would just not Check a Trade. There was another one. By then, Check a Trade wasn't popular. Their banner was green. It's like Check a Trade, not Gumtree. This is like a website for that. So that day, I just pack. The next day, I got a job. I remember my first day, I made almost 300 and something pounds in a day. Yeah, the next day, I make like 180. Within 2 hours, I remember I went to polish someone's dining table and change the toilet seat for 180 pounds. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. People have money. Yeah. So I was happy. I said, I was self-employed. We work. But then I was, this is just like 3 days after I've been sacked. I was praying again. So, Lord, I believe this is your will. So now I'm going to do work full time, self-employed, and this. Then I saw a red car parked. And the red car lift up like this. And it hit the ground. And like in the vision, the engine broke and all the oil came out. Then I heard. The red car stands for your ministry. That's all I heard. So after I have to interpret it, if the red star can stand for my ministry, and I'm praying, telling God that I'm going to work full time, God is showing that my ministry will go up. But when it crash, that will be the end. So it means, in my case, to work full time and do the ministry part time will not help me in the long term. So, in my case, I had to work part-time. I had to do the ministry full-time. But what will I eat? I have children. I have family. So, I have to look for something to do just to help me do the ministry. That's when I realized it wasn't small. Yeah. Oh, how I changed work. And each one comes with tears. Now, I didn't even know. But looking back, in my case, I had to die of all those things. I have to sacrifice all those things. Because in my case, you see, I keep using my case because every case is different. That's why the word follow me is important. In my case, and every stage is with tears. In prayer, when I'm around, I'm normal. But when I start praying, in the moment, heat of the prayer, tears will be, sometimes I even cry out there. I break down in prayer. Please, do you understand? So what I'm trying to say, but all these things were not bad things. But I have to die. If I knew that I wouldn't help, why would I become an electrician? And there was even that challenge that at least recoup your money and make sure you've recouped the money. Please, are you getting it? Ephesians chapter 4, 22 to 24. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but I believe this is for someone. Amen. So this scripture says you are to crucify your flesh. And where do you crucify it? On your cross. Not on the cross, no. Because everyone is carrying their own cross. On your cross. So on your cross means it will have to do with you. Your matters, your case. Amen. So look at Ephesians chapter 4, 22 to 24. It said, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off old self, which is being corrupted by a deceitful desire, to be made new in the attitude of your mind, and to put on the new self, created to be what? Like God in true righteousness and holiness. How do you put off the old self? To put on the new self. The only way you can put on the new self is the old self must die. You cannot put on a new cloth if you are still wearing the old clothes. And the old self died on the cross. This is being saying corrupt nature, meaning sinful nature and things. Of course, as I said, those things too must die. But it goes further than that. It goes further than that. And if you are still holding on to the old self, if the old self is still alive, the new self will not come. Except a seed dies. When the seed dies, it rots. Yeah. It changes totally. But a new one comes out, greater and bear more. But you die, you crucify yourself on your cross. On your shame, note what the cross is. On your discomfort. Yes. On your sacrifice. Yes. Amen. With humility, with tears, with crying. The Bible says, Jesus, the day before the cross, prayed and wept. Yes. Because you will see that, you see, human beings don't like to sacrifice. Yeah. So it's painful. Yeah, sometimes even, see, when I meet my friends, another death I die. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When I meet my friends, they are talking about business. They are talking about money. And it feels like I'm useless. You see, all this I don't know. And it disturbs me. You know, there's that temptation. But I'll go into prayer. Then I'll see, by the mercy of God, you are still alive. You are not fully died. Let that one also die. And when it die, I'm free. You see, I remember when I let that, you see, oh, you don't know. It will come up. But when it come up, you will see you have to let it die or hold on. If you hold on, it's against you. But if you let it die, you will see that after you've let it die, you become free. You become much powerful. I remember after I let that one die, my prayer even changed. Now my prayer is, let no one meet me and not be able to say, you are not a man of God. So when I see them, when they are talking, yeah, I'm now the pastor, the priest. I'm no more entrepreneur. You are the business people. Now I know that I'm just the pastor. And very soon they will call you and tell you, can you pray for this issue for me? I say, I'm the pastor. I've accepted it. You understand? Yeah. But first, I will have to die. Painful, like it's like humiliating. It's like a failure. You are not a failure, but it come across like that. But I'm free.
Amen.
And now they even respect me.
Yes.
They would deal with me and tell me things that they wouldn't if I wasn't a pastor.
Yes.
Recently, one called me, when he called me, said, Apostle. Hey, I said, thank God. Because whenever they call me the name they know me with.
Yeah.
But this time, I say, hey, Apostle. I say, it's working. You understand? Amen. So, you have to, if you want the new, and you have to die on your cross. Now, note, You must deny yourself. I've dealt with people that have told them that in your case, anybody who has dealt with me closely with this, do you hear me saying in your case? Because every situation is different. Everyone cross is different. And where Christ is leading everyone is different. I'll say, one lady I told her, in your case, you cannot even go to a restaurant that sells alcohol. He said, why? I said, because you can. I explained a lot of things to her. Because that was her problem. I can go to where there's a lot of alcohol. Nothing will happen. I've never been drunk. But you can't go. It will bring memories. Your flesh is still alive. You are still learning to subdue the flesh. So you can't go. If you compare yourself to somebody, you are in trouble. I don't have corrupt desires of, for example, weed. I've never smoking weed. So nothing like put the weed on the cross to die. But perhaps you are smoking weed. So when I tell that you cannot walk with these people, they are all weed smokers. You have to let that relationship die. And so, but why me? Be there. You will not survive. Yeah, you will not survive. Because, you see, relationship, depending on you, some must also what? Die. Must die. So the third one said, follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. So how do you follow Jesus? Amen. We are looking at how you follow Jesus. Because how you follow Jesus is what will determine how you die. And looking at how you follow Jesus make it easier for you to die. John 1 verse 1. John 1 verse 1. John 1 verse 1. Please read it for
Amen.
Us.
John 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen.
So John 1 verse 1 said there's something called the Word, capital W, which was with God and which is what? God. Okay, John 1 verse 14. We are looking at how to follow Jesus. John 1 verse 14.
John 1 verse 14. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen.
So John 1 verse 1 said, this word that is God became flesh, became human, and dwell what? Among us as what? The only Son. We know that there's only one Son, Christ Jesus. So the Bible says the Word of God became what? Jesus Christ. Please, do you understand? So when you read Revelation chapter 19, verse 13, you will see that it says the name of Jesus is the Word of God. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is what? The Word of God. So this is telling us that Jesus is the Word. This is telling us that the Word is what? Jesus. Please, are you getting it? Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. So the Bible is Jesus. The Bible is Jesus. So when Christ or when the Bible says we should deny ourselves, carry our cross, which I've explained that your cross is for you to die on it daily and follow Christ. He's saying, deny yourself, carry your cross, and follow the Bible. Because the Bible is what? Jesus. His name is what? The Word of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So you see that Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 say, I have been crucified with Christ. Listen, oh, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live now in the body, I live by what? Faith in the Son of what? God, who what? Loved me and gave himself to me. So, as he has crucified himself, how is he living now? Faith in the Son of what? God. Where is the Son of God? Are you getting it? So to deny yourself and to die to self, to carry your cross, And what? Follow Jesus simply means when the Bible says do not do, you don't have to do. When the Bible says do, you have to do. Now, whenever the Bible says do and you have an opinion, you are very alive. You are not dead. Yes. Oh, yes. Many Christians are alive. They are not dead. Have you seen a dead person responding? I'm asking you. Have you seen a dead person? That's what it means. Yeah. It's that simple. The worst words will be you don't understand. You want to gain understanding. When the Bible says do not do, and it's not your priority to do, you are not dead to self. Yes, you are not. You are not carrying your cross. I'm being honest with you. Yeah, you are not carrying your cross. And a certain level of fruitfulness and worthiness of Christ will not show in your life. Yeah. Will not show in your life. When the Bible say, and you have opinion, you are alive. Yeah, you are very much alive. Yeah. Anybody who you think don't obey the word of God, whatever difficulty that you think you have, perhaps they even had more. Yes. Yeah. Since I became a Christian, I've never missed tithe before. When my income was 200 a week, a month, I paid tithe. 400 a month, I paid tithe. Yes, I paid tithe. I still pay tithe. 3 years ago, is it 3 years ago? The church met, they agreed and decided that they would like to pay me 2,000 a month. As at last year, as at today, they can't even pay me half of it. Ask them. But I still pay tithe. I still pay tithe. I still give offering. Before I became a pastor, especially when I returned back, I now have to look for a job. We went to offering. She's my witness. She gave me money to give offering. She gave me coins. When I checked the money, it was £3 something. I went to give. After I told her never to give me anything less than £5 for offering. £5. Why? I'm not poor by God's grace. I'm not poor. How much is McDonald's? Yeah. Those of you who buy Guinness and cigarette, how much is it? How much is it? Even the crusher, how much is crusher? Now, you know, they have some, like, I don't know what they call a crusher. How do I explain it? It's like a milkshake, but have ice. Whatever. You are full, you are full. That's just by the way. How much is it? Yeah, it's not like a necessity. You are full, that is by the way. How much is it? So if you have opinion to the word of God, not what you think, not what your pastor say, but to the word of God, you are very alive. You are not following him. You are following something. So don't be surprised if you don't. I know people, for obedience sake, they have married. They've made it a priority. They've made it a priority. They would have liked a certain type of marriage, but for obedience sake, in order to obey the word, they've just married. So it doesn't matter excuse. If you have excuse for not obeying the word, you are alive. Because excuses, everybody have excuses. Because you follow him by obeying the word. Faith, what is faith? Not what you say, what you do. Based on what? The word of God. And now you have people, they will not even deny themselves coming out. Please, don't start. It's not the same one.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
No.
Our church, when we started from day one, we've been meeting prayer Tuesdays and Sunday. When all our money used to go to rent, even the lockdown, we had every reason not to return. But you have to. You have to. And it would have benefited me, meaning all those rent money would be available. Even moving to this place, we have to sit down and take paper and pen and calculate. I'm the first person to say, let's still be there. Because we used to pay 800 a month. Now we are paying 2,200 for rent alone. All other things have not come. Look at 800 to 1,002. I'm the first person to say, you let's be there. The church will grow. But no. The benefit of we having our place far surpasses.
Yes, yes, yes.
You think that extra money wouldn't go to me? But I say, I'm dead to self. I'm following the Lord.
Amen.
It is that simple.
Yes.
You see, I'm dead to money. I don't have the money. I'm long time. He has trained me over years. So it doesn't make a difference to me. That's what death does. It doesn't move me. It doesn't move me. Now I'm thinking about a bigger place. Yeah. Last I told them that from end of this year, that's what we are praying. Bigger place will be more bigger rent. He said, I'm not thinking about my wages. Yeah. But a time will come.
Amen.
A time will come.
Amen.
A time will come.
Amen.
You see? But it's easier because that part of me is dead.
Yes.
I mean, I remember one time you called me midnight about an issue. Yeah. Yeah. When she called me, she doesn't remember. But I was doing night. And she called me about Ruby. I was doing night. And I remember saying, I'm supposed to be there for this member. And take care to that place. But look at me. Because we finished service Tuesday. Tuesday we finished service. My bag, everything is in my car. Right from the service, people don't know. After deliverance, everything, I go to Argos warehouse online. I'll stand the whole night from 10 to 6 a.m. Yeah. The whole night. There were times after Bible study, Saturday, 5 a.m. I start work 5 a.m. at Tesco. Or was just to go by. Just go by. If the work doesn't, I just stop, get another work. Sometimes work small, subsidize. When the difficult come, I go back. Just working to enable me to do the work of God. Not even to save. So I'm just saying to say, whatever your excuse for not obeying the word. People have the only things, if you want to follow him by carrying your cross, you deny yourself, which will affect your priorities. But until you do that or we do that, we will not see certain level of fruitfulness, of blessing, of what will make us worthy of his blessing, his glory, his breakthrough, his testimony. We are too alive. To the extent that you cannot even be corrected in the church. Regarding the church, about the things of the Lord. One sister stopped church. She stopped church and she told me she stopped the church because his son was sick in the head. And she called me and I took the son to the psychiatrist and they gave an evaluation. So when I came, I said, the doctor say your son issue is family issue because your son said you've brought a toy boy in the house, his mate. And that is what is happening to the son psychologically. So as a pastor, I'm telling you, even if you should date somebody, don't bring them to the house. That was it. She was offended. She stopped the church. She stopped the church. But even the Thursday, I see the son, he's gone bongos. Yeah, every Thursday we see him pass by dead. You are not even thankful that I've told you. How many people can tell you the truth? How many people can tell you the truth this morning day? How many people? She stopped the church. She stopped the church. You see, look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. I want to show you something. Remember, we've read it, but I want to show you something. So he said, Jesus said to his disciple, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up what? Their cross and what? Follow me. Now look at John 8, verse 31. Now John 8, verse 31 says, to the Jews who had believed in me, Jesus said, if you hold on to my teaching, you are what? Really my disciple. I'm saying this to connect to how you are alive or dead. What makes you disciple? When you hold on, when you obey his teaching. The other one to say, when you die of self and you carry your cross and follow him, that's when you are his disciple. So in other words, you do so by obeying his teaching. And John chapter 7, verse 16 to 17 makes us understand that the teaching he's talking about, he means the Bible, the word of God. He doesn't mean what some people call the gospel. John, please. John chapter 7, 16 to 18. His teaching, he means the word of God. Jesus answered, my teaching is not what? My own. It comes from the one word who sent me. Anyone who chooses to do the will of God will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak what? Of my own. So where is his teaching coming from? Isn't it this God? The beginning was the word. The word was God. The word was God. Amen. Believe me, the greatest freedom, glory, is when, you carry your cross and deny yourself and follow Jesus. Amen. It simply means when it comes to God, when it comes to the Bible, you have no opinion. You have no say. You see, if you cannot follow the Bible, God cannot lead you. If you cannot follow the Bible and deny yourself to obey what is in the word, and you are telling me that God said, don't do this, don't this, and you did it, I watch you with double eyes. Oh, yes. Because one of the cheapest statements is God says. It's like it has become like a cliche. God says. And if you say God says, it's you. What can I say? I can't say anything. But it doesn't mean I believe it. Please, do we understand what I'm saying? If you die to self, believe me, you enjoy the Christian walk. It will make your fellowship with God and Christ real, tangible. Tangible. If you die to self. And it's simple. How simple? Obeying the word. I don't have opinion about the word. I believe everything in the word. And I agree with everything in the word. This morning, I was reading Samuel chapter 27. Yes, I read the whole chapter. And in the chapter, it was saying that David went around killing people, raids. I even agree with it. I have to sit down, meditate why it was necessary. Why he has to do that. Oh, yes, I believe it. The worst is, I don't understand. Let me find out what it actually means. That's the worst position. So I'm dead to self. I don't see through the world. I see through Christ. Many Christians see through the world. That's why you're at a party and you're dancing and you're doing like this and nothing. But you're in a church. You're even afraid to do this. Because you're seeing what the world, you're thinking of what the world will say. That's why you're at a party, a disco, when people are doing FaceTime, you come in and you show yourself. But in the church, you say we shouldn't show you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. One time we were here, A lady came in. I don't know her. The first time I saw her, she had cancer. So somebody brought her so that we pray for her so that God will heal. When she stood in front of me, the first thing she said, the audacity, can you turn off the cameras? That was the first statement. People were in service. It was service. I said to her, I can't turn on the cameras. Her choice. No, can you imagine? First time coming in, you've never even give offering at you. You don't know how the place. The first thing, telling me to turn off the cameras. But when you put your tongue and do, you don't say they should turn off the cameras. Because you are not there to serve. You look through the eyes of the world. Your mind, everything is the world. That's what it means. What is it that we are doing here that is shameful? Tell me what is shameful here? You're even smoking, you are smoking, it's not shameful. You don't find it shameful. You smell of cigarette, you don't find it shameful. What is it here that is shameful? You are not dead to self. You are really alive. Their opinion matters to you. The world opinion matters to you. Yeah, what they say about you matters to you. Not what the world says about you. Not how the Lord sees you. You are very alive.
Very alive.
Very alive. That's why they tell you that you are giving too much money to what? The church. But they don't tell that you are giving too much money to football club. Yeah, to Guinness. Yeah. 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 To Botox. Is it called Botox? It doesn't make you look well too. See, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17 to 18, our last scripture. You see, the power of God is connected. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17 to 18. Is connected to the cross. You will never have the power of God in your life working for you until you carry your cross. Carry your cross means you are dying on the cross. Because that's the only reason what we carry the cross. Jesus and three people were together. They were all carrying their cross. Each one was crucified on their cross. So look, it said, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom and eloquence, lest the cross of Christ be empty of its power. So what does it mean? The power, the cross carries what? Power. And he went on to say, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. So the cross is the power of God. You will never have the power of God without the cross, without embracing the cross. That's why there are a lot of powerless pastors. And United Kingdom, we have more. One time the Lord told me, stop looking at pastors and go into the word and find out who a pastor is. And thank God for that word. It changed everything. Without the cross, there will be no power. You want power to overcome sin, your challenges, to break through, to carry on, carry your cross. Deny yourself. Follow Christ. And you will see. You'll be surprised. You will see power. One lady, I told her, I say, as we pray, and I'm telling you not to do this, you won't drink again. He said, are you sure? I say, yes. After 6 months, she hasn't drank, and she was shocked. She said she did not believe that she could go 6 months without drinking. Without drinking. But I see, with the cross, it's possible. Because see, I instructed her based on the word, what she should do, what she shouldn't do. Even programs, movies she shouldn't watch. And as she obey. Without the cross, we won't have power. Any sort, kind, type of power. Do you know how difficult it is to pray and pray longer and pray every day? It's very difficult too. And do you know how difficult it is if you are self-employed, working for yourself, to discipline yourself, to follow a routine? Extreme difficult. You have to deny yourself. I have to look at the Bible and say, in my case, if I don't pray, I have sinned. Yeah, because someone said, I cannot sin against God by not praying for you. Because his work was to pray. If in my case, if I don't pray, I'm being lazy. I'm being slothful. Yeah, because prayer is my work. I don't work at Sainsbury's. I don't work at where do you work, wherever you work. So when you wake up, you go to work. Shouldn't I go to work? Yes. Some people go to a security, they just stand, isn't it? Yeah. Are they not only standing?
Yeah, they're only standing.
Some people are sitting there watching only screen, CCTV, isn't it? Mm-hmm. My prayer, my work is to sit there and do kabaya, kabaya, kabaya. It's my work.
Yes.
But nobody is there like you to mark you. I must die to self. I must be disciplined. I must look at him, follow him. Without him, we won't have power. You won't have power. You won't have power. You see, what you don't know is your mother. You know, I do put my phone off. I never put my phone off, but I do put it on silent so that when somebody calls me, has vibration. If I'm not deep asleep, I will hear it. If I'm deep asleep, then I'll not hear it. So like you called me, I didn't hear it. Like 11 something, I was asleep. But you called me 11 something, isn't it? Or one, I don't remember the time, or four something.
Five.
Mama, it rang, so I heard it. When I heard it, she didn't say the testimony well.
No, I know, it's
tough, but it's not ready. She didn't say, you see, what happened is, 5 a.m., the mother has lost everything. She doesn't even remember her own name. Does not even remember her. Like a baby, when you say, who is me? Then she repeat, who is me? 5 a.m., she called me, I pick up. She will disturb everything. I say, I'm coming over. I say, no, just pray. I say, okay, let's pray. We started praying. As our on loudspeaker, I was praying. She was asking the mother. We prayed till the mother came back to herself. So the mother was now able to say, you are Denise. I am this. Before the ambulance. What if I was at work? Or what if I've come from work so tired that I can't wake up? I'm tired. Too tired that I didn't even hear. And as she didn't tell me anything. As I was praying, I saw a snake, a very big snake. And when we were praying, I was praying. I saw that the snake has been stabbed in the head with a knife. That is when I knew we would be victorious. So after everything, I told her that, it's demonic because I saw this. That is when she told me she also saw a snake. But I learned this long time that a sheep must be one of the people among them, be available to his sheep, not a superstar. I learned from the Bible. No, we are not superstars. No matter a superstar you are, when it comes to your children, you are nothing. Your partner, there, you even. Oh. So if truly I am the shepherd, I'm nothing before the sheep. What good is a king who is not there with the people? You know, he said, yeah, he didn't say it. I don't even know why I'm saying this. But what I'm saying that without it, there will be no power. I've learned never to turn off. My phone is never off. Never off. Never off. 2 years ago, after the lockdown, I was receiving so much calls that I even bought a second phone. I couldn't use the second phone because I couldn't imagine myself to turn off the second phone. The Wednesday we were supposed to travel, we didn't travel. And Wednesday, a lady from France called me. Urgent situation, needed deliverance, everything. She was going back to France. She came here. And do you know what she said? She said, I'm the reason why you didn't travel. I was thinking, you don't know what you're saying. But what if truly, I don't know, that's what she said, I don't know. But what if truly? What if truly? So without the cross, there will be no power. I may have power in my life, or I will have power in my life according to the scripture when I carry my cross by denying myself and following Jesus. You will not have it because the cross is individual. Only one person can fit on the cross. The best you can get is someone will help you initially to carry your cross a bit. That's all. That's the best you can. When Sharon helped Jesus to carry his cross, he left him on his own. Because everyone is carrying their cross daily. Church, what am I saying today? Today, all I'm saying that every Christian must deny themselves. It is a requirement. It is a command. And not deny yourself for what you want or what people expect you, but denying yourself for by following the word. So you deny yourself for the word, for Jesus, isn't it? When you like eating 8 times, for example, but the Bible says eat 3 times. You deny yourself 5 times of eating and you eat only 3 times. So the denier is pointing to a direction, the word. Do you get it? So there's a difference in denying yourself food in order to be slim and denying yourself food in order to fast. It's 2 different things. It's not the same. The first one is you. The second one is to the cross. And there will be power. You see, we have types of power. Whatever power you need, you be rest assured. Stand up, begin to pray regarding the word of God you have heard. Begin to pray regarding the word of God. Begin to pray regarding the word of God. Play simple devoted for us. In the name of Jesus. Take up your cross daily for
Take up my cross daily for you. I'm not ashamed to shout my love for you, my Lord. Straight from my heart, I worship. You are the reason for life, simply devoted to you. Oh Lord, I lose my life to follow you. The life that I live, it's not I that lives. For me to live is Christ. Take up my cross, daily follow you. I'm not ashamed to shout my love for you, my Lord. Straight from my heart, I worship you. You are the reason for life, simply devoted to you. Oh Lord, I lose my life to follow you. The life that I live, it's not I that lives. For me to live is Christ. Simply devoted to you. Oh Lord, I lose my life to follow you. Oh, life that I live, it's not I that lives. For me to live is Christ. The life that I live, the life that I live, is not my own. For me to live is Christ. The life that I live, the life that I live, is not my own. For me to live is Christ. Simply devoted to you, oh Lord, follow you. The life that I live, it's not I that lives. For me to live is Christ. Simply devoted to you, oh Lord, I lose my life to follow you. The life that I live, it's not I that lives. For me to live is Christ. Devoted to you, oh Lord, I lose my life to follow you. Sweet Jesus, the life that I live, it's not I that lives. For me to live is Christ.
Just begin to pray in tongues, if you can pray in tongues. Just begin to pray in tongues, Phoebe. Repeat the instrumental, just the instrumental. Begin to pray in tongues fervently if you can. If you cannot pray in tongues, just begin to pray in words. Elima mayanda braka berianda broko shokotoha. Elima mama mayanda braka berianda broko shokotoha. Elima mama mayanda braka beriando lebre shonde lebreoha. Elima mama mayanda braka berianda broko sheketoha. For unless a seed falls to the ground and die, it abides alone. Maleka shokoto mayandereha. Elika bayanda broko sheketoha. Le mama mama mayanda broko beriandereha. Le mama mama yanda broko shokoto andeha. In the mighty name of Jesus, may you die to self. Receive the grace and the ability to deny yourself.
We believe you have been blessed by the teachings of God's Word. For audio CDs, videos, books, and other information, please visit our website on www.devotionallightchurch.com. God bless you.